My Rabbi Sai, we've been zoche together to delve into various sugyas in damages. Today's sugya is a fascinating sugya with many, many different parts to it, but there's one central theme which runs through all the shilas and all the discussions today. A lot of these discussions are practical things which make a huge difference in actual real life when it comes to a Din Torah. For that reason, we have a person, the Magid Shir this afternoon, his experience in Dinei Torah and all that which goes on in a Din Torah. The question, the crux of the issue that we're discussing today, Be'ez Hashem, is as follows. A mazik has to pay. That's learned. The whole of Maseches Baba Kama is full of this. You learn from the psukim. Shalim yishalim. The apostle says you got to pay. We all know from the Mishnayos. Shoyer, boyer, mava, heva, shein, regel, karen. You got to pay. That's clear. It's written in the Torah many times. Question is, how do we understand when the Torah says, I've got to pay? You had an item worth $100. I came and I broke it. What does it mean when the Torah says Shalim Yishalim? Does it mean that I have to replace that item? That's my obligation. Now, how do I replace it? By paying you $100? Or no, I have no responsibility to replace that item. You had something worth $100. I made you lose something with a value of $100. That value I have to pay you. Was the Torah mechayev me the value that you lost? Or is the real obligation of the Torah to replace the item that you had? That's, in a nutshell, the question. The first moshel, which probably depends on these two tzadim, if you turn in your booklet to page Tzadi Aleph, is a famous shaila of the Sameach and Rabbi Chanan, and they discuss, when I damage something and your item is anyway insured by yourself. Now, it could be that today's insurance companies work differently, but the way it was in those days was that the insurance company had a direct obligation to you. You were paying for your insurance contributions. I damaged your car. I made $1,000 of damage. You're going to get the $1,000 anyway from the insurance company. Do I still owe you $1,000? What's the shaila? If the Torah says I have to replace the loss that you had, you didn't have a loss. I damaged your car of $1,000. You got $1,000 anyway from the insurance company. On the other hand, if the Torah says that I really need to give you back your car, and the way of giving you back the car is paying you the money with which to buy the new car, it's relevant that the insurance company is covering your loss. So you didn't have a loss, but the car was here, the car's not here. I've got to give you a new car. What's the difference whether you had a loss? If the obligation to pay is nothing to do with the loss, the obligation to pay is a means of replacing the item, the article. This is the first shaila. On page Tzadi Aleph, you have the Ur Samech who discusses this shaila. He brings a raya from a Gemara in Baba Kama on the Afkuf Tezayin of Aleph, which is printed on page study base over here. The story over here was, my chamoyer and your chamoyer fell into the sea together. They fell off the bridge. I am only able to go and save one chamoyer. You're desperate for your chamoyer, and you undertake to pay me for schlepping out your chamoyer. Well and good. I went there to go and, but I said to you, I'm going to lose my chamoyer if I go and save your chamoyer. Say that. You undertake to pay me for my chamoyer, which I'm not able to save because I'm saving your chamoyer. What happened? Lo and behold, I went to schlep your chamoyer out of the sea. And to my good fortune, I got both chamoyerim. They both came up together. So at the end of the day, you undertook to pay me for my chamoyer that I'm sacrificing for your chamoyer. That was agreed. But in reality, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent me a matana. Instead of saving one chamoyer, I managed to save two chamoyer. So the Gemara says, we had an agreement that you're going to pay me the value of my chamor. You got to pay. Hashem did me a toiva and gave me my chamor. That's nothing to do with you. So the Sameach looks at this situation exactly the same as an insurance policy. In the story in the Gemara, it wasn't the insurance company that was paying. It was HaKadosh Baruch Hu who gave me back the extra chamor. But the Gemara says, once there's an agreement that you're going to pay for the chamor, you're going to pay for the chamor. Irrelevant that I actually didn't lose anything because I got back the chamor. What do you see from the Gemara? That the terms of the agreement were, you're going to pay me the value of my chamor. The loss of my chamor is neither here nor there. So the Sameach learns from here that the same is by a mazik. I was mazik, something belonging to you. You anyway had insurance. Lucky you, you have insurance. I got to pay you anyway. Similar is Rabbi Chanan in Kovet Shurim on page Sadi Gimel over here. Now, this same Shaila presents itself in other ways as well. For instance, what happens if I'm Mazik your Chafetz, it's worth $100. Let's take a better case. You had something worth $100 and I damaged it, $50 of damage. Your car is worth less, it's still a functioning car, and I damaged it. You say explicitly that even if I give you the money, you have no intention of mending your car, no intention of improving your car, the money's going in your pocket. What do you say, Rabbi Isai? Do I have to pay you the money? Yeah, why? I'm not replacing it anyway. You have no intention of replacing it anyway. But money you lost, and I'm giving you the money. That's another question over here. Also relevant to this Shaila is fluctuations in value. I damaged your car today, and it dropped in value $1,000. By the time we come to stand in the Beis Din in 2 weeks' time, the depreciation is $2,000. There's been a change, a fluctuation in market values. So what do we say now? What's my chiyuv at the time of when I... Sorry? Excellent. Excellent. Exactly the same, Shaila. You'll find that over here. Almost that story you'll find over here on page Kuf over here, but not exactly your story. But you're right that that story is extremely relevant over here. Now, a next question. The other side of the same coin. Damages are measured in Beis Din by the value prior to the story and after. Take the Gemara's case that I hurt somebody, I damaged a person, so we work out how much was his price to be sold as an eved prior to the story, after the story. There's a difference in value, I've got to pay that. The same goes with a field. You had a field, my shoyer ate part of what was in your field. How much was a person prepared to pay for your field before and after? There's a difference in price, I've got to pay. What happens when there's absolutely no difference in price, but you incurred a damage which needs mending? For instance, you had a car, I damaged the car. Looking at a car of your type, a little scratch there makes no difference to its value. But you don't want to drive a car which has got a scratch, so you're going to go and mend the car. You have an expense for mending the car, but you had no capital loss by the fact that I did it. So if we understand that the Torah says, I need to pay to replace the car, okay, so if the car didn't have a scratch, now it has a scratch, I've got to pay. I've got to pay for whatever it costs to do the job. If the real obligation is only to pay because you lost money, you didn't lose money. The item that you had was worth this amount. It's still worth the same amount. I caused you, because you want to drive a nice car without a scratch, you're going to pay money for it. I'm nothing more than a groma, depending on how we understand what the Torah obligated me to pay. If the Torah obligated me to give you back the same item that you had originally, then the fact that you don't want to drive a car with a scratch is my responsibility to give you back that car. That's not a groma. I've got to pay that. So I've got to pay for mending. If you say that the Torah has mechayev me only because you had a financial loss. If there's no financial loss, then the fact that I caused you to pay money to mend your car is nothing more than a grammar. This you'll find in the booklet on page Tzadi Dalad is a Chazanish. Now, there's a few Chazanishes which are important to see over here. Take a look on page Tzadi Dalad, the end of the second column. The Chazanish says as follows: V'yesh la'ayin, heichi shekilkel koisel beisoy. I damaged the wall of your house. V'yish amin on kol habayis. If you measure this on the value of the whole entire house, like the Gemara tells you to do, loy nifchas klal kaspoy, you had no financial loss at all, but you want and you need to mend that wall. Heichi shayminon, how do we measure? Do I need to pay? Says the Chazon Ish. V'nireh, the kivin the ein bayis oimid lemechira. This house is not designated to be sold. Ela lasakin bidkeo. What you're going to do? You're going to mend it. Meshalem mashachaveru masid boi tzoi satikun. I do carry responsibility for the fact that you need to mend your thing. Irrelevant that in true value, it didn't lose its value. What do we see from this Chazon Ish? It would seem from this Chazon Ish that he understands that my chiyuv is to repair that which was damaged. Now, there's going to be another nafkimina, and this is where we start getting into difficulties, and that is items which, exactly the opposite. They have no market value in the market, but I, as an individual, it makes a big difference to me. My pair of spectacles. There's nobody in the world who would buy these spectacles. They have no market value because nobody has exactly the same prescription for their eyes as I have. But to me, this is extremely important, extremely valuable, and I'm going to pay a fortune. Somebody damaged my spectacles. So, if we understand that the chiyuv of Tashlumin is that the fellow gets back his spectacles, so it's going to cost him $100 to get back a new pair of spectacles, I've got to pay. If when the Torah says shalem yishalem, it means if you lost something which had a financial value on the market, and because of it, it has a lower value on the financial market, it had no value, it has no value, I don't need to pay. What happened? I caused you to need a new pair of glasses you're going to pay for. That's going to be nothing more than a grammar which the Beis Din won't be able to make you pay. This question is discussed over here in the booklet on page Kuf and Kuf Aleph. On page Kuf is an Asivus. If you see the Asivus, on page Kuf, second column, I damaged something which you couldn't sell anyway. Potter says in Asivus, you don't need to pay. Why? Because my obligation is only for financial loss. Reb Shem Zalman Auerbach, Zechon Levrocha, has a whole siman discussing this nesivus, every prat of this nesivus. If you turn to page Kuf Aleph, you have a Minchas Shloim of Reb Shem Zalman Auerbach. Hizik Bechefetz Hashove Rak Lebalov. You damage something which has a value only to its owner. Do you need to pay or not? I damaged somebody's family photo. Nobody in the world will pay a penny for it, but it has a lot of value to me. Do I need to pay? This is another example of the same question. Turn to page Kuv Beis. Replacement value. In a family photo, there's going to be no replacement at all. But in a pair of spectacles, there's a replacement value. Or is that replacement value what I owe you, or is that replacement value nothing more than a grammar? That depends on how we understand what the Torah says when it says Shalem Yishalem. The picture depends. If some things are priceless, a situation happened and can't be repeated, it's nothing more than a grammar. Now, on page Kuv Beis 102, you have a very famous Machne Ephraim. Mi shehizik shum chefetz mechaveroi. I damage an item belonging to you. V'hayashove ba'oysa shor chamisho. At that time, I damaged something worth 5. So, financial loss, you had 5. At the time when I'm paying you, huzal Ve'ena shava ela arba. That thing is only worth four now. Kamo chayev l'shlume. How much do you need to pay? Do you measure things by their value at the time of damage or their value at the time when you're paying? It would seem, speaking in yeshivish language, that this shaila should depend on the same lomdisha question, what is my obligation? On this question of Machne Ephraim, it looks to us in our yeshivish eyes, a pella, that the Machne Ephraim holds that you pay according to the value at the time when you are actually paying the money. And many, many others argue with this Machne Ephraim, notably the Chazon Ish on page Kuf Zayin and others, and they hold that you got to pay for whatever the financial drop in value was at the time when the damage happened, and the rest doesn't interest us. Now, there's a further question in the Poskim, which, again, would seem to be the same Shaila. What's this Shaila? I damaged your chafetz. I ran into your car. It fell over the side of the bridge. It's now in the river underneath. Okay. Now, when we pull it out of the river, it'll have a certain value, either scrap metal or some sort of yeshivish yingaman might buy it still. It's got some sort of value. Now, it was worth $10,000. When it's inside the river, it's worth $100. When you get it out the river and it's on the side of the river, it's worth $1,000. How much do I owe you? Do we say, in real value, how much did you lose? It was worth 10. You can pull it out, and when it's get out of the water, it'll be worth $1,000. So I damaged you $9,000 of real value. I caused you to have to schlep it out of the river. Okay. That's a groma like any other groma. I don't pay for groma, like we learned a couple of days ago. Or do we say no, that the Torah obligated me to replace the item, which means you had a car, I've got to give you a new car. What am I entitled to do? I can say to you, true, I need to replace your car. Why do I pay you $10,000? Because you need $10,000 to replace your car. Well, if there's still some carcass, something left of your car, I can use that towards the money that I need to pay you. What remains of your car? A car at the bottom of the river worth $100. So how do we understand the fact that the Torah says that that which remains is used towards estimating or gauging or determining how much money I pay you? Generally, if I damage a car worth $10,000 and it's now worth $1,000 to pay $9,000, how do we understand that? Do I have a chiv of $10,000 to give you a new car, but $1,000 is a part payment of the $10,000? Or no, I don't owe you the $10,000 in the first place. You had a car worth $10,000. You now have a car of $1,000. In net value, how much money did you lose? $9,000. I don't owe you in the first place more than $9,000. What's the nafka minna whether I owe you 10 and I'm using the one towards the 10, or I only owe you 9? The nafka minna is, if I damage your car and it's now in the bottom of the river, it's only worth 100, but if you took it out, it'd be worth 1,000. Do I owe you 9,000 or 9,900? This nakuda, if you have time for it, it's very, very interesting. It's worth seeing. You have on page Kuf Yud Gimel, you have a ketzos. The ketzos over here at the end of the page, if it says the ikel amedak, you see where it's grayed out over here? The ikel amedak, the ketzos brings the Gemara Baba Kama, and he asks a bomber kasha on the Gemara, and he assumes for Dava Poshet, the ketzos, that the amount that I owe you is only the 9,000. That's all I owe you. I didn't damage more than that. You look at the bottom of the page, you see note 22, and Pituche Choysam, he sends you Chedushim of Reb Shimon Shkop, and Reb Shimon answers the Kasha of the Ketzos. It's printed also on page Kuf Tesvav. This exactly is the Machloikas between the Ketzos and Reb Shimon. So we have, so far, Let's go back, if you don't mind, to page Peites, and we'll see how many Mishalim we have, which to our minds should be all dependent on the same one question. Obviously, when we've learnt through each topic individually, we might be able to explain why they're not dependent on one another. Point one on page Peites is Hizik Rechev Sheyesh Alav Bituach. I damaged a car and you anyway had an insurance policy. There you have the Ur Sameach on page Tzadi Aleph, and we have Rabbi Chanan in Kevet Shurim on page Tzadi Gimel. They discuss insurance. Then if you go to point two, you have the Chazon Ish on page Tzadi Dalet that we saw before about the obligation to pay what it's going to cost you to repair, even if there wasn't a financial loss. Leave out number three, if you have time for it, come back. Go to the Iyun Noisef, number one, is when you damage the guy's spectacles. You'll see over there it says Ein on the second column, on the third line, it says Ein Nesivus HaMishpat Simen Kuf Memches Tzivkot Aleph, and then it says in parentheses Omed Tzadi Zayim Becheverezu. You got that? That's a printing mistake. It's meant to say Omed Kuf. It's Omed 100, and Rav Shmuel Zalman in Kuf Aleph about this question of something which has only a sentimental value to one person. Then we move on to the next one, Ois Beis, which is a Machar Ephraim that we just saw before on page Kuf Beis, which is when there's a fluctuation in price. Number three is when you have the question of whether you do or don't intend mending it, which is something which takes a long time. I'm not sure we're going to have time for it. Turn the page to number four. Number four is the question of the Ktsos and the Reb Shimon that we saw. Take a look over here. It says page Kuf Yud Gimel and Kuf Tes Vav. This is the machlokes between the Ktsos and Reb Shimon about whether I owe you the 9,000 or the 9,900. Well, Rabbi Isai, you should have the zechus. We should all have the zechus. Mufalpul on all of these in Yonim, and then tie them all together. There's a very geshmak Hashia coming at 5:30. B'shotova umutzlachas.